Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Hey, it's Derek H. I'm Derek H. That's me. Hello, I'm Derek H. You're listening to Dead Pixel Live, DPL, as the kids call it. If you want to call into the show, you can, because we're part of the All Games Radio Network, which means since we're live, you can interact, because All Games is all about interacting. Call into the show by going to Skype. It's a free program you download. You type in Dead Pixel Radio. You don't put any spaces or capitalization. You just type Dead Pixel Radio into Skype, and that will connect you to this show. And you'll be on the air. Simple as that. Simple as that. If you want to interact and still don't want to talk to anybody, you just want to see words on the screen, you can do that too. You can go to allgames.com/chat. It's a chat room of allgames.com. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But right now, it is focused all on DPL. So you can go in there and talk to thousands of other people who are listening to the show right now. I'm even in there. So you can even talk to me or y'all. Okay. Now, I'll talk to you while I'm doing the show. I got nothing else better to do except do the show. Chat.allgames.com, allgames.com/chat. Don't forget that you can also find us on Facebook, All Games Radio. You can Twitter, once again, I believe it's All Games Radio on Twitter. YouTube, the All Games Network on YouTube. Twitch, All Games Network Video. What else? Google Plus, I think there's something going on over there. All Games Network, something. So every social thing, at some point, All Games has signed up for it. And since all those services are trying like hell to stay alive, I don't even got to do nothing. You just send a message and the service will tell me somebody sent a message. So if you send a message on Facebook, hey, Facebook sends me like 8 emails saying, hey, you guys got a message. Google Plus, I get things start popping up everywhere. I think there's a MySpace. MySpace, I get like a phone call. Somebody says, hey, somebody left you a message on MySpace. Don't you want to log in and talk to them? Friendster. I just got, I checked my mail this morning. I went downstairs, put my key in a little mail slot, opened it up, and there are like 3 envelopes from Friendster telling me that people had left private messages for me. No matter what social network you are on, there's a good chance that All Games, or DPL, one or the other, is a part of it. I think, is this my first show back? Did I do a show last week? I do not even remember if I did a show last week or not. I have no idea. If I did, it was a great show. The best shows I do just go directly out of my mind. Oh, we have a caller, everybody. We have a caller. Hello, Hecht.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
You know what? I'm not going to lie to you, Hecht. I've been better. When you're drinking, what are you drinking? Why did you wait until you called to take the drink? That's what I want to know. Like there was a long period of time before you made the call that you could have taken that sip, but you waited right after you hit the button and then you decided to take a sip. What was up with that?
I didn't think about it.
I was the last 2 days at work have been, I don't want to say trying. I just want to say they've been experiences.
Bad?
There's a program that we use. I'm not going to say the name of the program, but there's a program that's very important to our company at where I work at. And they decided to upgrade this program. Where I work, change is not... Look, things are working. They're big proponents of if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I agree. Look, I can't... Look, it's work... Like, look, one, it's the best... catering company on the East Coast. They keep me around. They're growing. During where everybody else was like losing money, our company was growing. So they knew what they're doing. So they're like, look, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If we don't need to change it, we don't change it. That doesn't really work for vendors because when you're using a program, they'll say, look, we have an update. There's one program that we were supposed to update I believe 8 years ago, and the company's like, look, we're about to go out of business. So you want to get this update? Or you're not going to be able to suck there. And we're like, nope. And then that company got bought by another company, and the other company was like, look, it was an accounting program. Is I think Mass 90, and they're like, look, you need to upgrade this Mass 90 because, like, we don't support it. If something goes wrong, you're on your own. This was 8 years ago. We're like, we don't care. And then and then finally, we had to upgrade it. And they're like, we're like, okay, we want to upgrade it. They're like, we told you, you can't upgrade. Like, no, we want to upgrade it. We told you, you can't. You could have upgraded that 3 years ago. Now you, and we're like, look, we need to upgrade the program. And they're like,
that bitch, I'm walking.
We're gonna have to send somebody. They actually had to send a guy out to the company. They had a guy sitting in the back room for 2 days, upgrading us from our old accounting program to the new accounting program. And the guy, I was sitting there beside him because that's when I flew down there. The whole time he was just shaking his head, like, oh my god. At one point, he actually pulled out a USB drive from his pocket and had to plug it in. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I got to take these files home to figure out how to do. He's like, are you guys gonna get a maintenance contract for this? I was like, we're not updating this. He's like, what? He's like, look, it's been 10 years since we updated the last one. This one better last us another 10 years because we are done. Like all that stuff. He's like, well, it calls the server every 2 weeks and does the auto upgrade. I was like, turn that shit off. We ain't upgrading nothing. He saw the look in his eye when he was looking at his files. He's like, what's that? He's like, whoa. He had to pull out a book. That's where we're. And now we had another company. The other company that we have, they also did an upgrade, a mandatory upgrade. And since we have a maintenance contract with them, like they're like, no, we need, there's no getting around it. So we had to upgrade. And of course, as soon as they upgraded, they do something like they changed where the print button was or something. They did something with the print button. Oh my god, all hell broke loose.
Where's the print button?
That's exactly what it said. I got an IM like, where's the print button? I was like, I don't use this program. I just install. Where's the print button? Like, where's the print button? Where's the, this report looks different. And oh my god, it was crazy.
Did they have an emergency meeting? Look.
Yes.
We gotta find the print button.
We actually called the people and no shit. We made them do an update where they put the print button back. Their print button is back because look, the ladies I work for, when they aren't happy, trust me, everybody knows they aren't happy. They aren't happy. I got an email this morning about this program, and the program's been working good. Like, we're just doing regular stuff, and I still get emails like, those sons of bitches better not change anything. I was like, no, we're good. It was so good. I had to write an email explaining that it was working well, because it was like, look, if you need me to go down there, I would get on a plane and fly down there and make it. They actually changed the program because we were yelling at them so much. And I hate this program because it's a piece of shit. Like, it's not a good program. We are paying way too much money for an extremely simple program that they made way too complex for what it does, but they made it complex to make people to like tie you into it. It's like, once you start
to justify the extra price tag.
Exactly. Like, this thing, all it is basically a database. It's a database that counts numbers and shit. That's all it does. And, but like, to get it running, you have to have IIS up and have different COM packages and 8 different services have to be on, and there's a separate SQL server, and 5 different users have to be logged in to do that. I'm like, and every time,
and then you gotta sacrifice a goat.
there's a big bucket of blood right beside the server right now. And when every time, I shit you not, I'm not exaggerating when I say this. Like, I may exaggerate sometimes. This is not exaggeration. Every single time I have to upgrade this program, I call them up and I say, hey, I need to do an upgrade. Never goes smoothly. I just want to make sure I get the steps right. Can you walk me through exactly what I need to do to upgrade it? Because I'm going to upgrade it over the weekend in case something goes wrong, because something always goes wrong. The guy, last time, he wrote me he was on the phone. He said, you do this, you type this, you double click this, and you're done. And I was like, that's it? He's like, that's it. I go and do that. I was installing interface. I downloaded it from the server. I double-clicked it. And then he asked me any questions. It was like, just click next to install. I click next to install. Then I go and turn it on inside the program. I was like, I'm supposed to be done. And I go and I hit, I go check it, blank. I was like, I'm pretty sure it's not supposed to be blank. It's blank. And I'm like, oh. So I must have missed a step between double-clicking on the icon and then clicking next. There must have been something in there that I didn't do right because it didn't work. And so I go and I check it again. I double-click the icon. It's like, you want to install it? I'm like, yes, I do. Next. It's like, you're installed. So I go and look it up. Now the program won't even load anymore. Now it errors out immediately. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm looking in the event logs and all that stuff. It's like, so-and-so, ActiveX, blah, blah, blah. It's like, ActiveX? Who the hell uses? We pay money for this program. You guys use ActiveX? But whatever. And so I go and I call the guys. I call them up, Food Track. I know them by name now. I actually do know them by name. There are two support guys there. And I'm like, look, guys, this interface, it's not working. Like, I double-clicked it. I ran it. It's just blank. And you know the thing that I do to people where, like, I don't want to deal with them, but yeah. I can't say I don't want to deal with them, so I have to give them, like, some busy work to do and so I can go off and drink my coffee for the morning before I feel like doing it. And that is, I say, and every IT guy knows this. Every computer person knows this. You know what? Turn it off, let it sit for 30 seconds, then reboot it, and then call me back if it's not working, if it doesn't fix itself. Because that will fix most problems, because I don't know what the fuck it is. Or it will give you an hour before the problem shows up again, so you're good. So this guy said, he's like, oh, did you restart the server? I was like, no. No, I did not restart the server. Why would I restart the server? So, let's try restarting the server. I was like, oh my God. He just gave me to turn it off and turn it back on. This son of a bitch gave me to turn it off and turn it back on. But it's at this point, it's for me, it's 7:30 in the morning, so I'm like, I don't care. This will be my time to drink some coffee. So I hit restarting the server, which is never a fun thing, restarting a server remotely, because I have another server there that for some reason, every time I restart it, it's like, hey, somebody opened a case 4 months ago. Click F1 to continue. And I was like, I can't do that because I'm not there. And so I'm always scared. I'm scared to do that for this new server. The new server I restarted, and I was like, let me go make some coffee. And if it's not up by now, I'm gonna have to. By the time I get back, I'm gonna have to call somebody at the office and tell them to walk back and hit F1 on the keyboard, which is always fun because they're like, okay, do I hit Shift F1 or Shift F and then no, just hit the F1 key. So
stick out your finger, press F1.
It comes back up, and when it comes up, everything's working perfectly. The interface is there. The program is running. I was like, wait a minute. Are you telling me? Because the thing had been down for all weekend. Because I did the install like on Friday night. And then that's when it broke. And so Saturday, Sunday, I was like, oh. I was going through the whole weekend. Like the program that basically runs our company is broke. And I can't fix it. That's how I spent my weekend. And it comes back up. And I was like, are you telling me that all I needed was a restart? He's like, well, yeah, the service was a rogue service, so the service needed to be shut down and restarted, and a restart would do that. Like, well, you know how every time you install everything, anytime, whatever, it always says, hey, you're going to need a restart for this thing to work. Everything does that. Freaking Adobe PDF reader told me I needed a restart before it would work. This thing, which actually does need to be restarted before it'll work, nothing. Didn't tell me at all, but I didn't care. I was like, look, thanks a lot. I will call you if I need you. The next day,
appreciate it. Enjoy your coffee.
Yeah. The next day, they sent an email. I was like, hey guys, do you know that print button you were talking? I could read you the email. The print. Do you know that print button you guys wanted? Yeah, we have this new update. And in my mind, I'm like, fuck that. I'm not updating nothing. But I get an email. Then I get another email. Right after that email, I get another email saying, hey, Derek, they put a print button back. Can you just update as soon as possible? And I was like, nope. And I got another email saying, Derek, we just heard that the print button is back. So you're going to need to do the update. I was like, oh, God damn it.
That's the most exciting thing that ever happened
That
to them.
look, you have no
We got
idea.
the button back.
That print button is the is. Whew, I had no idea how important that print button was, and so I called him back up. I'm like, "Hey, remember me from last week?" He's like, "Yeah." Like, well, we're about to do this update that you sent, and I just downloaded it, and I'm about to run it. But every time I do this, like, I go through the same spiel. I'm like, every time I do this, something goes wrong, so I want to make sure. He's like, "Look, it's easy. It's four steps. You turn off the services, you turn off the comm, you stop IIS, and you install it. You're done. And when once it's done installing, you restart IIS, and you're boom, you're up and running." I'm like, "You say that, and I want to believe you, but okay. And I can't wait till the weekend to do this. I have to do it like during work time, so I'm like, okay." And so last night, I turned everything off. I turned it off twice, actually, to make sure it was off. And then I double-clicked the button, and I installed it, and it went through all the installing stuff. And it came up and says, "Hey, what's your SQL database thing?" I was like, "This is my SQL database." It was like, "Hey, great. Your SQL database sucks. We can't install this." I'm like, "What?"
"What?"
And I was like, and it was like, "Finished." I was like, and it was done. I was like, whoa. First of all, you've already been installing stuff for like 10 minutes. And you ask me some goofy question about the SQL database, and you say the SQL, the compatibility level is too low, is what it said. And I was like, first of all, you've been running. It's been running. This is an update, and so I know I didn't change SQL server, so I look at it, I was like, okay, now should I double-click this again to run it again? I know I shouldn't, because the last time I ran something twice, it was like, you installed, like, the stuff showed up in the database twice, so I know I'm not supposed to do that. And so I check my SQL database to make sure I didn't reinstall an old database on the server somehow, I don't know. No. So I'm like, oh, it's just broke because it's a piece of shit. And so then I go to sleep feeling like crap because I'm like, once again, the program that our entire company is running on is broke and I'm 1,000 miles away, 3,000 miles away. Morning comes. I sit down. I make myself a cup of coffee before I call.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Call him up and I was like, "Hey, remember me?" He's like, "Hey, how you doing?" I was like, "Yeah, guess what? It's broke." He's like, "Ah, well, that could only..." He starts going into the whole thing where I can tell he wants me to fix it myself. He's like, "Well, that can mean only two things. It means that your SQL server is not running," or I was like, yeah. "SQL server is running. Trust me, it's sucker never study. I'm looking at it, it's running." He's like, "Well, we need to check the compatibility." I didn't want to look at him and say, it's... Like, the compatibility level, here's the error it was saying. The compatibility level, this is a little nerdy, people. I'm sorry. It's not that nerdy. You'll be able to figure it out. The error said, the compatibility level of the SQL Server is too low. It needs to be SQL Server 2005 or higher. It needs to be version 2005 or higher. The SQL I was running was SQL 2008.
The hell?
So I'm running 2008, and it's like, look, we see that you're on SQL 2008, but this needs to be on 2005 or higher. So I'm like, well, but it's it. And the guy's like, well, let me go check the compatibility level. Like, why would you need to check the compatibility level of 2008 if, oh, well, whatever. Who gives a fuck? He goes and checks, and the course is right, and he's like, yeah. So let's try installing again. So he double-clicks, installs all the stuff that I do. Now I'm on receiving it. We do it over again. He's like, "Huh? Oh, let's go, I see what needs to do. We need to change this. We need to change the path," and blah, blah, blah. So he opens up the registry. Now, what program update requires you to go into the registry? Like, for once again, for nerdy people, that basically means you go into the guts of the computer and start changing bits by hand.
It's like playing Operation.
Yeah,
except like the holes are really smaller.
And forget a little red nose doesn't light up when you mess something up. The whole computer dies. So I'm like, this is what you have to do to install this? You have to go into the registry and change stuff? But guess what? He got it up and running. I was like, thanks a lot. and hung up, and I called everybody, hey, guys, the print button's back. Yay! That's my day. That was my morning. And then, of course, we had a, I get to call Derek, the so-and-so programmer, slow, and I'm like, whatever. I was like, well.
You got a print button. That's all you get today.
You notice that the print button's back?
Yeah, Derek, but the computer's running kind of slow.
Like, it shouldn't be running slow. There's no reason for it to
print
run slow.
Print button. Print like, button.
Did you notice the print button? So
and we threw it. It got a little bit better, but then it got slow again.
So then I looked. I was like, oh, yeah, look, the network usage is like 80%. Like somebody, so I call up. Mean Lady, and I was like, because Mean Lady's taking care of the computers. I was like, Mean Lady, somebody, I didn't say Mean Lady, but
I was like, yeah.
I was like, somebody there is doing stuff, something they're not supposed to be doing in the network. They're either moving a ton of files, like when I say a ton of files, I mean like all the files off of one server to another server, or they're downloading something. Somebody is basically using up all our bandwidth on the server, and you say, Derek, how come how are they using up all your bandwidth on your internal network? Don't you guys have gigabit? And I was like, no, we have 100 megabit network. I said, well, why don't you get gigabit network? Because fuck you, that's why we don't get gigabit network. We have 100 megabit network. And so she goes around, she looks, she's like, yep, I asked everybody. Nobody is doing nothing. And nobody's downloading nothing. And I was like, okay. And so then, I get a call. For somebody else.
Derek, that computer's...
I was like, hey, I know the network's slow. Somebody's doing something, but nobody's copping to it, and I can't go to look. He's like,
I don't think it's that. I think it's...
I'm like, oh, shit. Then this is a... It's always somebody that knows a little bit too much about computers, but not nearly enough.
Yeah.
Where they start telling you what the problem is. You're like,
I think it's the phones.
No.
What?
No, don't think. Well, you have voice over IP phones, so now everybody thinks the phones are messing up. Well, no, the phones are on a different, or the phones are on a different network. Then it's not where.
I don't think so, Derek. I think it's the look. I'm making a phone call right now. My computer's really slow.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with a thing. So, and then I find a culture. Mean Lady found a culprit. Mean Lady called me up and said, look, Derek, I found out what's going on. So-and-so knucklehead over here decided to email her. She decided to email herself 107 pictures. And she was emailing them by just dragging them from the network into her email and then hitting upload and then hitting email to herself because... She was going out later today, and she wanted to make sure she had them. So she's emailing them to herself. And look, I know. And so and so I was like, 100, that's way too many emails. She's like, yeah, she emailed the raw files because she was using the raw files because they're better quality. I was like, you mean the 12 megabyte large files? And she's like, yeah. So she emailed herself in one email 107 12 megabyte files.
Is that a private email? Because
you know what? It will work because this is the same person that hit her, she had something like a 5 gig limit or something, and she hit it because she always does stupid shit like this. And so I remember hitting changing her account quota to unlimited because I got tired of dealing with it. And so she has unlimited. So it'll fit. She's like,
it let me do it, Derek.
Like, no, it didn't let you do it. You killed the entire network for half a day. That's my
your email privileges are revoked.
That's my. And then I get I get a message.
Derek, every time I log into the admin section. It asks for my username and password.
I'm like, yeah?
Well, can you make it so I don't have to use a username and password?
Like, so you mean for you to get into the admin section where all the customer accounts, names, addresses, and information are, plus all the store's money information and crap is, you and your computer is sitting in an open in a deli, you don't want to have to type a password in one time a day to get to that. You want to take that password off so that you don't have to go through the whole rigmarole of typing in 12 letters.
Because typing a password takes too long.
So can you do that?
Yeah, no, I can't do that. I'm sorry.
Is there anything else? Can you call?
No, I can't. There's nothing. I'm sorry.
Not putting security at risk because you're lazy.
We try to put security cameras up, and I was like, yeah, that shit ain't gonna, like, the managers aren't going to, employees aren't going to want security cameras because they're too busy sticking their fingers, not sticking their fingers in their noses, they're in the back jerking off. I don't know what they're doing. They're doing something they're not supposed to do. And I'm like, look, we're going to put cameras up in the store. Like, while I was there, we put cameras up. And one of the cameras mysteriously went offline like a week and a half ago. And so I'm getting calls from from the owner, from the manager, from not the manager, from the like the supervisor, my supervisor. Like, she's like, yeah, the camera in so and so store is offline. Can you fix it? I was like, I'm way far away. I can't fix it. I can see it's offline. I can call the store. And I call the store, and I'm like, of course they're like, yeah, we're too busy to check it. I'm like, too busy to check to see if the camera, just unplug it and plug it back in or something. I'll get to it later today. A couple days later, I forget about it because that's way on my list of important shit to do. And a couple days later, I get a call. Yeah, Derek, that camera's still down. Can you see what's going on? So I send them another email, and I send them an instant message, and they come back and say,
yeah, I just noticed. I don't see the camera at all. It's not even here.
Like, what do you mean?
What?
What do you mean the camera's not there?
I'll see if I can find what happened to it.
Like, what the hell do you mean? Now, this is a camera that when we put it up, like, I'm 6'7", and you had to go up to reach, like, it was higher than I can stand, like, you know what I'm saying? It's on a roof.
Yeah. It's out of reach.
Yeah, it's out of reach. And so, you're like,
yeah, we don't know what happened to it, and we don't see it.
And they call back.
Isn't that shit, like, bolted to the roof?
Oh, it fell down, Derek. It looks like it fell down.
Oh, it fell down?
I think it's because of the cold. I think it was so cold that it fell.
I am not lying to you. It fell down.
They couldn't find it because they were all looking up, and finally somebody looked down?
Yeah. For a week, they didn't notice that it was gone. And then they looked at it. It got so cold in the store, I guess. I guess we don't have heat in that store. I'm guessing that it got so cold, and everybody knows when.
You know, it was getting down to what was it, negative 30 in Chicago, and I think that cold affected store in Virginia.
There was a vortex of cold wind that flew down to Virginia, and it was just knocking cameras off the wall left and right. You should have saw. There's a whole lot of people in Walmart buying replacement cameras. They're like, goddamn cold.
Ooh, security camera fell down. It's so damn cold.
I'm here's gonna hit 76 inside the store. it's like somebody just left the door open at night, and then turned the air conditioner on.
Shit, left it open. It'll be fine. Nobody's gonna be out in the cold.
Remember all those Christmas stories that your grandfather would tell you about how it was so cold and all the books fell off the shelves. But that was the reason that they gave. And guess what? Nobody believed them. Everybody's like, fuck that shit. Like, we know. Even the owner was like, bullshit. Camera didn't fall. You put that camera back up. Don't be fucking around with that camera. Pay good money
for that. It's so believable.
Like, that's what they came up with. It was so cold.
For a week and a half, everybody was walking around. And finally, everybody looked up and said, where's the camera?
Yeah. So that's been my past 2 days. That's what I've been dealing with.
Derek, I think it's the phones.
Okay. Yeah, man, I still got tears from that stupid story.
I do love my job, because I'm never going home. They're gonna have to fire me before I leave that job, because I do enjoy it. I get to do cool stuff every once in a while. I might be. Did I tell you guys I might be writing something that I shouldn't be writing, but I might be. I don't know. I can't say it. Maybe I should. No.
I heard you talking about something in the chat room.
No, you didn't, because in case they're listening, I did not say anything about anything in the chat room. How dare you?
I thought you were talking about the WWE Network and CES yesterday. It's what I was talking about.
It's what, all I'm saying is there are companies out there with dozens of people and 2 years of development time, 3 years, 5 years of development time, and huge, huge budgets. And I get a phone call saying, Derek, can you do that? And I want to say yes. Yeah, I want to say no because I'm going to have to do it. But I want to say yes because I can do it, and my ego jumps in. Like, fuck yeah, I can do that. Of course I can. And actually, yesterday, I got a call from my immediate boss, not the owner. The owner's the one that said she wanted me to write it. And then my other boss called me, and she's like, you can write that, Derek. She gave me a whole big pep talk. She said, yeah, Derek, you can do that. By the end of the call, I was like, yeah, I can do it. And I hung up the phone. I was like, oh, shit, I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to have to replicate in a year by myself working part-time what this other company had 18,000 people working. Oh, well, who cares? I can do it. I can do it because I'm awesome.
You should be like, get $20 more just for this.
I think that's what ended this last time, because this is not the first time we've had this conversation. The last time I was like, well, you know what, I'll have to work in this full time, which means I'll have to get, my pay will basically almost be doubled. And that's when it kind of fell off. You're like, yeah, you know what, we'll hold off on that, Derek. I mean, yeah, I thought so.
We don't got that kind of money.
Yeah, we don't want to pay you to do something that an $18 million company did. We want you to do it for free in your spare time and keep doing the other stuff. Okay.
Good times.
Big news is WWE Network is coming. Which somebody sent me a message on Facebook saying that I was wrong about something.
About what?
I said a while ago that the WWE will never have a television network. And I was right. The WWE will never have a television network, because television networks, cable networks, on-demand networks, they're dead. Anything broadcast, they're dying. It's crazy. It's only going to be in 10 years. You will only see home shopping and cable access and public TV on television and cable. That's all. Everything else will be online. And I was right when I said that WWE will never have. They had a network. They shut it down. WWE 24/7. They had it, and they realized, oh my god, we can't make money here, and they got rid of it.
Yeah, but even that, it was like an on-demand thing, though.
Yeah, WWE on. Yeah, but it
like basically what the network is a way larger 24/7.
What now they have? Yeah, WWE. Is it called WWE Network? Is that what it's called?
The WWE Network.
The new one is not broadcast. It's not on demand. It's not on cable. It is all internet, which is where I said everything is going to go. I was right. It's all internet-based. And basically what the WWE has done, a few years ago, they bought up when they went on a little buying spree a few years ago, and they didn't know what to do with all the shit they bought. They bought WCW, and WCW had already – didn't WCW already own Mid-South or something, or Mid-Atlantic?
No. Every library of tapes that they got, they were all separate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wild. See, they really did go into buying spree. I thought they just woke up one day and realized they had all the stuff.
Because Vince was like, these people, they have wrestling. They have stars that we had after. We need to buy that shit.
Yeah, and it's going to be crazy cheap because all these guys are broke yokels. They can't make the next car payment. So AWA, Mid-South, who else did they get? They didn't get in. I thought they got New Japan Pro Wrestling tapes.
No, New Japan is Japanese WWE, so they're never going to get shit from them.
I know they got something though. But still, they got a lot of tapes. They have a lot of content.
They got World Class.
That's big.
The Texas one with the Von Erichs and everybody.
They got a bunch down there. I watched this wrestling a few years ago, and that's when they started WWE 24/7. They tried to push it into the network, and that's when everybody figured they're going to make a network. Now they're finally using it. They're saying, hey, don't know, my voice got all sissy there for a second.
Hey!
They said, hey, you can go on the WWE Network and you can watch not just new episodes of Raw and SmackDown and NXT and Superstars, not just old episodes of those shows. You can also watch every episode of Nitro, every old pay-per-view that we ever did, every Nitro pay-per-view, every episode of ECW, every ECW pay-per-view ever done. And at this point, I'm like, oh, crap. Like, they did this big announcement at CES. I'm like, oh, my God. They're serious. And then they said, every pay-per-view coming up, including WrestleMania, will be free for you guys if you have this subscription. And at that point, I'm like, well, this is going to be like $30 a month. They're going to be charging for this. Because this is crazy talk they're talking. They're going to give me all this stuff, which is good. And they throw in all the new pay-per-views, which WrestleMania alone is $60, right? It's like $60.
It's about $70 if you get HD.
$70. Now, like, oh, this is... For now, they're like, for you're going to get all that stuff. So I'm thinking, that's going to be pretty expensive. $10 a month.
And the collective WWE universe crapped its pants.
Even if you're not a huge wrestling fan, you have to... Look, this is what you're getting. Like, wrestling's been on for a good... On television for a good, 40 years now? We're going into easy 40 years.
It's the 50s.
But it wasn't televised then, was it?
Yeah.
Well, since the 50s. 60 years worth of wrestling. You're getting a good 80% of that wrestling. You're getting. You're not getting. What are they getting? They're not getting NWA stuff. They're not getting.
No, you're not. They're not getting NWA that wasn't WCW related.
Yeah.
They're not getting anything from Mexico. They're not getting anything from Japan or England. It's all American based. They're not getting anything from Canada. But pretty much anything that was around 50s, 60s, 70s, that Vince could have bought, it'll be on there eventually.
That's a lot of content. That's I think that is actually more content than Hulu has, I would think.
When they announced it, they said they're coming out with 1,500 hours of content. That's not all of the wrestling library that they own.
Yeah, they're going to be pushing more stuff out. That's just initial offering, and they're going to be adding more and more and more to it. And then they're also adding new shows, which they're goofy reality shows, which I'm not like the one where they have a bunch of old guys living in a house. I really don't care about that.
Yeah, and they taped that like 2 years ago.
Really, that's
in addition of the network.
Yeah, they knew they were doing.
Yeah,
but the cool thing about this is they're not going to go the G4 route where. Like, look, if you're a wrestling fan and you get this, then it's gonna. I have no doubt that this is going to stay a wrestling channel forever. Because unlike everything else in the world now, WWE is basically run by one family. It's run by Vince and Steph and Linda, but she's not really there. Come on.
At this point, it's Vince, Steph, and Triple H.
And Triple H, yeah. They're the ones. And I don't care what you think about any of them. All three of those people live, eat, breathe, and die wrestling. Like, they're not trying to do nothing else. Even when Vince did try to do something else, it was other ways of beating the shit out of people. He's like, you know what? I want to do the XFL, except get rid of those pads and all those stupid rules. Like I want a bodybuilding federation, no drug tests. that's what if Vince branches out, like, if he does branch out on a new network, it'll be something like rugby with spike boots or something, or like soccer with a bomb for the ball. It'll be something crazy. So, unlike
soccer,
yeah, it's not like G4 where you wake up one morning and Cops is on. You're like, what the? I thought it was a video game there. Why am I watching an episode of Cops or Dragon Warrior? But no, it's gonna stay wrestling. And for $10 a month, I'm already trying to decide if Netflix or Hulu Plus is getting deleted from my account.
Here's the problem, though. Hulu Plus and Netflix, you paid by the month.
Yeah.
And if you want to quit for a month, at the end of your month, you can quit, whatever, come back later. WWE Network, 6 months.
Yeah, but it's $60 for 6 months.
Right.
$10 a month. Oh, so you're saying that you have to pony up $60 at a time.
Right.
Eh, save up.
I mean, you're still saving in, compared to all the pay-per-views, but it's still that $60, 6 months, and then...
If you go month to month, it'll probably be 15. They'll probably end up adding a $15 a month-to-month thing.
Right now, it's just a 6 months, so if they come out later with a month-by-month plan, that's not going to include the pay-per-views.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's a big one, the whole pay-per-view, every pay-per-view free alone. Alone, that is worth the price. Even if you don't watch the pay-per-views, you're still getting over.
Yeah.
If you buy just for the pay-per-views and you don't watch the pay-per-views, you're still making money somehow. I don't know how, but you are.
And I mean, that pay-per-view will be there. It's not like, oh, it's gone. It'll always be there after it's out.
Well, that's another thing. During this press conference, I kind of realized that WWE is still full of dumb wrestlers. Like, at the end of the day, it is just a company of dumb wrestlers. And I'm not saying anything against wrestlers, but look, they're wrestlers. They came out there and they explained how the internet worked. The guy came out there and said, look, let's say you want to watch Raw, but you get home late and you can't see Raw. Well, guess what? You can click this button and go back to the beginning and watch Raw from the beginning. I'm like, wait, so you can watch... episodes from the beginning? Yes! And how about this? What if you wanted to see Survivor Series from 1998? Then you can click this button and it will show you a show from 1998! He was actually like amazed that you can do this. He was like a big PowerPoint on the screen. Like he was showing like how you can press stuff.
Now, here's the thing though. Like, ever since the Attitude Era ended, there's been this unknown thing that's taken over the company that just all our fans are fucking stupid. Because ever since that WWE app came out, every week since it's come out, they've had Michael Cole explaining word for word how to install it and how to use it.
This guy was saying, like, look, if you have a, let's say you have an iPad. And here is a great match from SummerSlam, and I'm watching it on my iPad. Now, what happens if I have a TV? Look, it's the same match on a TV. What about a phone? I was like, okay, we get it. You can run on all devices. Here it is on a phone. Now, what if you have a Roku? You just go here and then click here, and now you're watching a Roku. Okay.
Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying, well, how can I get into the WWE Network to watch this? Well, let me show you. You just come down to the login screen. You press log in. And you go to the login screen. And we have several options for you if you're socially connected.
You can use Facebook, or you can use Google Plus, or you can use your WWE. Twitter. Or your Twitter. He went through each one. And then after you put in your credit card information, you click this button, and now you're on. I'm like, oh my God, guy. We figured it out. We're watching this online. Like, we're watching this on the internet. He's explaining how the internet works. I love WWE so much. So the thing is, though, the biggest news to come out of CES is going on right now. If for you guys that know, the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. It used to be the biggest show. And it's not anymore. I think now E3 is bigger. I think
that adult convention. Never.
Yeah, and the porn convention is literally like across the street. They do that.
It's going on right now, isn't it?
Yeah,
doesn't it always go on right?
They
next to CES.
They always schedule it the exact same week as CES, and they always put it right next door to it because
coincidence.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
The biggest news to come out of CES is WWE, and that is even though Gabe Newell took a break from having sex with dolphins and flew down to Vegas, I guess because you heard they're like really, really slutty dolphins in Vegas. And he announced the actual steam machines, the ones that I said nobody's ever going to buy.
Yeah.
He announced, he's like, look, we got 14 different companies making steam machines.
Wait, 14?
14.
14 companies making something that make that does the same thing.
No, it's all standardized, which is going to make all the every one of these machines totally different. None of these machines have anything in common. How much?
Except the basics part.
If you want it plugs into a wall?
Well, I mean the whole Steam working part.
Oh, run Steam OS? No, yeah. Guess what? A couple of them is like you can run Steam OS or Windows OS. It's dual boot. Like really? Huh. Like well, it kind of shits all over the whole Steam OS thing, then, huh?
Oh, it does both? I don't know if I like that idea.
Like, if it does both, why would you ever use? If you have Steam OS and you have Windows OS on the same machine, and Windows runs Steam, why would you ever boot Steam OS? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, the whole reason for Steam OS to exist is that you don't need Windows OS. Because you, like, look, you don't have to pay the extra money for Windows. It's also, it's only $30 for the OEM Windows. 14 different ones were revealed. Everyone different. Guess if you're going to build a machine, like, look, we want to build a box. No, you know, I'm going to ask chat. I'm going to ask you two, Hecht.
Word.
What was the purpose of Steam OS and Steam machines? What was supposed to be the purpose?
To get Steam into the home as a console.
Into the home as a console. So that means you're going to put this in your front. You're going to put this a little box in your front room next to your computer. I mean, next to your TV, so you can play your computer games, right? So this box will have to be not like a small, decent sized box, around the size of a VCR or a smaller, like a regular video game console.
No smaller than a GameCube.
Yeah, no smaller than a GameCube, no bigger than the Xbox One. Xbox, right. Yeah. They were like rolling out like little mini buses of computers here. There are two computers that look like what a Steam box I thought should look like, where it's a small box, small quiet machine that you put in your living room. There's the Gigabyte one, which was like a little cube, and I think the Alienware one was small too, maybe it was a different one, but there's two of them that were small. Every other one was some huge, giant, scary looking. There was one from Falcon OS that I shit you not had three fans in it, each one bigger than a Wii.
What?
Each one of these fans were bigger than a Wii. I was like, what? Oh my God. And how much would you think a Steam machine should cost if it's supposed to replace the console?
Oh, I'd say less than $200.
No, come on, let's be serious. These are serious machines. You can't play less than $200.
Okay, okay. They have to run every game on Steam, right?
Yes.
Okay, $300.
Look, heck.
They gotta compete with a console, man. Yes, they gotta get that casual fan.
You're right. They are competing with consoles, and they need to be able to run Call of Duty. But $300, there has to be some profit in there for somebody. Come on, heck, give me another number.
All right. Okay. La la la. Okay, at the least, $550.
The Digital Storm Bolt 2. $2,584.
What?
The Falcon Northwest Tiki, somewhere between $1,799 and $6,000.
What?
The material.net.
No. $1,098. These Steam machines are made to run Steam OS.
In the living room, beside your TV.
Right. Now, these prices are like supercomputer. I can run Steam, Windows, an Xbox emulator, a PlayStation emulator, and still have Photoshop open while I listen to Pandora. Can I do that?
Well, you're going to have to switch out a video card, of course. Come on. You're going to add another video card before you can do all that stuff. What are they thinking? Like, the lowest price one I have here is, I think, $499, which is what all of them should be $499. No, I'm sorry. You know what? I take it back. The lowest price I have is $499 and up.
And up.
Which means,
what kind of option does it have for the end up.
What the? Okay, here's the cyber power PC.
Double at the air conditioner.
Are the ones that are the price that you that they should be are all the ones that you would never buy because they're from a company you never heard of before. Cyber Power PC, which sounds like a fake Chinese company. It's a 3.9 gigahertz A6 from AMD. Has a 2 gig Radeon R9 in there. Up to 8 gigs of RAM, which means it doesn't have 8 gigs of RAM in there. 500 gigs of internal storage, kind of low. No, wait, that's the expensive one. The cheap one, the 499 one, is a 3.5 gigahertz Core i3, which is a shitty processor for gaming. I'm sorry, i3. You have at least an i5 or i7. A GeForce 760, not bad. What? So if I'm the guy that's gonna put, I just don't get who is buying this.
Nobody.
I really don't understand. Like,
You know what? You know who's gonna buy that? People with money that don't care how they spend it.
Even if you're the, let's see, I have a bunch of money. I have 10 grand in my bank account. Let's pretend I don't have 10 grand. I wish I had 10 grand. Let's say I have 10 grand in my bank account. I use part of that money to buy myself a big dog computer. I spend $4,000 on, which is, that's too much. I spend $3,000. Ooh, that's still too much. How much would you actually spend on a computer? How much would you ever spend on a computer? For me? Gaming.
At this point, 500, because I've heard you can buy all the parts and build it yourself for less than 1,000.
But I'm rich. So if I'm a rich person, I'm gonna pay. Let's say $3,000 tops.
If you're a rich person, you're not even going to Best Buy. You're gonna go to some fancy ass.
Yeah, go to Alienware. Yeah, I buy Alien. I get an Alienware, which means now it's $4,000. I spent $4,000 on Alienware. Now, I get it home and I plug it in, and it doesn't have an HDMI. Like, oh man, how do I hook this up to my TV? It doesn't. Well, I need to buy a Steam box then. Like, what? Like, who? And he's like, okay, so let me go buy a Steam box. So now I got to drop another, like, $2,000 on a computer that is not as good as, or is it better? Like, I don't get what the Steam box is for. I really don't understand.
I think there was an idea, but nobody stuck to that idea.
And that's exactly what I said. If you guys go back, I don't know which episode it was. It was a couple of months ago where I just explained why Steambox would never work. PC people, PC gamers, I'm one of them. I admit they will not, like, the whole point of the Steambox was, look, we have a standard. It's a PC gaming standard. Every game on Steam will work on it. Just like consoles, the developers will know what is in the box going in because we have a spec list. The manufacturers, they build it as specs, so they'll make money. It'll be a low price, so we'll be able to put it right in the... It'll be a small and low price, we'll be able to put it right in the front room. Everybody will be able to have one. PC gamers look at that and they're like, yeah, but I bet I can put 2 NVIDIA cards in mine. Well, yeah, you can, but like, you don't want to do that because we want to keep everything like the same, so that way it's easy for developers and we keep the prices down. And then there's a Falcon Northwest is over there. It's like, hey, guy, you want 64 gigs of memory in yours? Like, yeah, fuck, I do. Yes, I do. Like, and Val was like, no, you don't need 64 gigs of memory. And then Ellie were like, 64 gigs? Pfft, we can put 128 gigs and 3 SLIs in there. Like, no. And the whole time, Gabe Newell was like sitting there, like splooging all over the back of a dolphin. Saying, no, that's not what I was thinking. We're not supposed to do all that. Like, and then they come, hey guys, look at this new controller. Nobody's ever using that. That controller will never get used by anybody.
You know what, though? I can see one purpose for that controller. You get a little DJ program, and you start hitting those records. Two thumbs, man. Two thumbs scratching.
And another thing, all these basic computers, basically selling computers, all of them have, like, they have all the ports on the back of like a regular computer. So it's like, oh, just plug in your Xbox controller, plug in a USB keyboard, Put how about a keyboard and mouse? I'm looking at this gigabyte one, the back of it. Power, HDMI, Ethernet, and USB. Just like every other computer.
So basically all they are is the cheap ones are going to be mini computers.
Yeah.
The expensive ones are just expensive ass computers.
That can only
play Steam games.
I've noticed a lot of these. I noticed one thing about a lot of these computers. I have noticed something special about them. I will give them this. Almost all of them have this cool little Steam sticker on them. I have noticed that they all have a Steam sticker. So I guess that is the big one with a little Steam sticker trademark up there. So
now you're playing with power.
Good Lord. This Steam thing will never, ever, ever. DC Nate says, no one said you had to drop money on a Steam box if you have a gaming PC. Yes, they did. That's the whole, Gabe Newell came out and said, look, we have a lot of gamers that that want to play their Steam library on the living room, in the living room. Like, by definition, to have a Steam library, you have to have a PC, right? Is there some guy out there just buying? I guess there is. Those Steam sales are kind of crazy. So I guess there is some guy out there with no computer just saying, whoa, I can get Half-Life for 14 cents? Sign me up. I don't got any way to play it, but when I do, like, is that happening a lot?
That's my whole approach to Steam. I own Portal on Steam. I can't play it, but God. I own that shit.
So the person, the imaginary person I was joking about, I'm actually talking to.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, but I'm not so stupid to go out and be like, what, $2,000 for a computer that plays Steam? Only Steam? I'm on that.
Doom Plague says i3 is okay for gaming for now. Outshines most 4 to 6 core AMDs. Is that true? Because when I was building my computer a little while ago, people were telling me the i3 is a piece of shit and I should never ever touch it. I should get a minimum an i5, and if I get an i5, I'm still slumming it. That's what they told me.
Maybe they were biased.
I'm telling you guys, this Steam box is come on. I mean,
if tearing our family apart.
If you really want to play games on your TV, you got three options. You buy a console, like normal people do. You pick a console, you go buy it, like every other person in America, in the world does. Or you do like super nerds, and you go and get a 25-foot HDMI cable, and just run it, boom. $30, you're done. You're playing it on your big screen. Steam even has a mode for you people called big screen. They have a mode called big screen, so you just plug your HDMI cable into your TV, boom, you're done. Or number three, I don't even know what the third one is. Those are the two. There's no third. That's how you do it, people. There's no reason to own a Steam box. It's crazy.
But is there a print button?
Billy OK says, Derek's jealous because Steam put shop.allgames out of business. who put shop game? You know what? For a while, DTMmovies.com, my old company, and shop.allgames.com were basically like fierce competitors. And DTM Movies won, but DTM Movies didn't went out of business.
So they won the battle. Yeah. But the war fucked them up.
Yeah, war fucked everybody. Really, when there's a thing called Amazon.com,
like, nobody wins.
Yeah, nobody wins. Nobody's winning that one. Like, Amazon is actually building its own drones to fly shit to people, and we're
gonna compete. But you know, your business model on DTM, it worked. It just got out of hand.
Yeah, that's a problem.
If you had the finances, it would have worked.
You were still look. I'm not going back down that road because it upsets me. Because it was DTM movie for the failure that DTM movies. I'm gonna do this real quick. For people that don't know, that people just start listening. I used to have a company called DTMmovies.com. It stood for Derek, Travis, and Mom, movies.com. My family was running it.
I never knew that.
We ran, it sold DVD. This is before Blu-ray. It's right as Blu-rays were coming out because we just started. We had a Blu-ray section of variant HD DVD Blu-ray section, but we sold games and DVDs. We got it straight from a distributor. We mailed them out ourselves. Basically, cut out all the middlemen. Everything was set at a base markup. I think 20% or whatever. So our prices were either equal or lower than most of the prices. So we were doing good. We were selling stuff, especially during Christmas. During Christmas, there's always one item that stores never realize people wanted. But since we ordered our stuff week to week, we could always get it. So like, there's one Christmas that everybody wanted Buffy season 7, and nobody had it, but we can still get it. One season where everybody wanted Charmed was big for the Friends PlayStation 2 game was huge for us. I literally had stacks and stacks of Friends for the PS2, the trivia game. People love that thing for some reason. I don't know why. And also there was one called the Nürburgring, the Nürburflaus or something. There's some German opera that people could not get enough of. And I kind of feel bad at saying this. We marked the shit up out of that.
Hey man, that's business.
I swear
to God. Supply and demand. That thing nobody else is supplying it.
It cost us 20. You couldn't find anywhere. All you had to do was like, but because companies wouldn't order it because Best Buy wouldn't. They would never order it because like who would ever order a German opera DVD set? But people wanted that, so it listed at $20. We kind of sold it for $75,
and holy shit,
could not keep it in stock. And what we knew that we couldn't like just order like 1,000 of them or whatever, or couldn't afford to order. We couldn't order like 100 of them because then people would figure out that we had 100. So we always could order like 5 at a time to keep make sure it keep demand up. But yeah, always so every week
you went the Nintendo route.
Yeah. I'm not. Yeah, I am proud because it was genius.
Hey man, that's business.
But the problem was that we got more and more popular. We got more pop. We grew faster than our markup was. Like, so while our markup was 20%, we were growing at like 80% a week. So we would need 80% more money to order all of our. We get 80% more orders each week, but our cost markup was only 20%. So while we were making money to get our next batch of orders, we would need more money to make. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, like you didn't have a stock.
Yeah, we
ordered. It was like a fucking Burger King. It was made to order.
Made to order. Yeah, we didn't have a warehouse full of stuff that just dropped in value. We kept the inventory of like three. We had like three extra movies. But everything else, when you ordered it, that's when we got it. Like, and so, but one day, like the bill came in and it was some crazy high number. And I remember calling my mom. I was like, mom, we got to get $15,000 in the bank by 6 p.m. I was like, how do we got to? And that crate, like, I don't know how we did it, but we managed to do some crazy stuff where we got it, like, because our money was going to drop. Our payment from the week before was going to drop, like, the next morning, and we had to have just enough to cover that in the bank by that night. And so, like, I was, like, going around, I was, like, maxing out credit card. I was doing everything just so I can get that money in the bank so that we wouldn't default on everything like 6 hours before we got our next batch of money. And you don't do that for so many weeks before it just like gets, there's one point where like we actually can't afford to be popular anymore.
And your success ruined you.
Yeah, our success literally. And we went to the bank and we're like, look, all we need, we don't even need the money. We just need a line of credit for let's say 50 grand or whatever. Not a whole lot of money. Just a line. We don't even need the money. We need a line of credit up to that amount, and so that when we get an order, we can make the order, and then it's back in the like a week later. Boom, it's back in. And look, we've been doing this for like 2 years now. You can see that we're growing. It's not even a risk. The bank was like, "Yeah, no,
nope,
yeah, no." They're like, what? He's like, yeah, no, we're not gonna do that. I was like, yeah, but we're not even asking for the money. We will take zero. Like, no. And that's when DTM movies went out of business.
And that's why so many small companies went out of business.
Yeah, that was actually right.
Thanks, Obama.
The day I got the final rejection, because we went to like three different banks, and the day I got a final rejection, it was at Wachovia. I went back into my car. I was driving away because by then I listened to NPR all the time. I listened to NPR, and that's when a big, huge banking scandal dropped. Like where all the banks like defaulted the next day.
Yeah.
And they defaulted because they were giving everybody loans for houses that they couldn't pay. And I was like, so the thing I wanted money for, which was actually working, they said no to. But a homeless guy comes off the street and says, I need $300,000 for a house. They're like, sure, here's the money.
Yeah. Because you weren't a risk. So you were making your money. You were going to be able to pay him back. All the banks were doing was giving money to people to buy houses that they were going to lose, that were going to belong to the bank.
Yeah, so they would get that house back on pennies for the dollar, and they have all this real estate that was still, yeah.
Right.
That's why I'm not a big fan of banks right now, because they're all scam artists.
Oh, dude, they tried to fuck over my mom.
Really? What did they do to your mom?
They had some dude that was trying to tell her, oh, you can fix your mortgage payment if you don't pay for 2 months.
Oh, hey, you know what? Some guy told my mom something like that too while we were at, like, I think in the first bank we were trying to go get the thing from. He was like, it was a black guy.
Was it from Bank of America?
No, it wasn't Bank of America. Okay. He was like, look, I'm gonna tell you what these white people do. And so I was like, wait, I didn't, like, every once in a while I get reminded in a way like, oh, I'm a black person. There's like a whole little society of black people out there. Like, usually it's not like that anymore in America, but every once in a while.
No, it's like that. You just don't see it.
Every once in a while you wake up, like, you know how the Eddie Murphy thing, the old Eddie Murphy Saturday Night Live where he walks in and white people all treat each other different when black people aren't around?
Yeah.
Like, that happens to black, like, I know that happens to black people, I know that, but you don't see it that all where a guy says, look, this is what white people do, and I figured it out. So this is what I'm going to set up for you. We're going to do it like they do it. I'm like, oh, I didn't know we were still doing an us and they. I thought I was trying to here to get money, but okay.
It's pretty much, it's still like that, but it's all the old white people.
Yes, old black people and old white people do that. Because this is an old black guy. He's like, look.
Because younger white people, they're more tolerant, but older white people, they don't give a shit about anybody else but older white people.
This is what these white folks do. They come in here. They get a loan for their house that they're making payments on, and they put 2, 3, 4 mortgages on it. They get a new car every year. They never pay anything off. It just rolls and rolls and rolls. So that's what we're going to do for you. And my mom's like, what? I'm paying my mortgage. I don't need another mortgage. Like, no. You don't need another mortgage. We give you another mortgage. Like, so I'm twice in debt? Like, yeah, but on paper, you're in debt. But now you can do it. My mom's like, yeah, let's not. Let's keep things the way they are, guy. And that same, a few months later, everything collapses.
Yeah.
The top 10 video game systems. Let's do that before we get out of here. Hello, Hecht.
Oh, the write-up from the site?
Yeah. I'm gonna because I don't think anybody's reading it. I don't think anybody goes to the website to read articles.
I read it. I didn't agree with your assessment of the Wii U.
This is why we're going to do this. This is why we're going down top 10, because I knew it was going to be controversial, and I had hoped it would be controversial.
Right.
Here are the top 10, the top 10 consoles of 2013. These are, in my opinion, and no, these are fact. It's not even my opinion anymore. It's fact. These are the. If you had to buy a console, if you had to own a console in 2013, these are the top 10. I'm not saying these are the most powerful. I'm not saying these are the most popular. I'm saying these are the best consoles to own in 2013. Number 10. I wish you hadn't read it, because then I could ask you what I could say, what do you think number 10 is? But you know what number 10 is because you read it.
Actually, I don't remember shit. I read it, but I don't remember shit.
Video Key said Derek bet big on HD-DVD. We actually did bet big on it. We bet big on HD-DVD and Blu-ray, and you know what? You would have been right. We would have kicked ass in HD-DVD and Blu-ray. And when HD-DVD fell, it wouldn't have mattered because we wouldn't have had a... On Amazon right now, you can go buy HD-DVDs for like $3 because there's some guy who has a big garage full of them that he went and bought a big stock of HD-DVDs. I never did that. So
I went looking through that one time and I said, man, there's a lot of good movies on HD-DVD. Yeah,
for cheap, but I don't like... We wouldn't have been hurt by that because we never keep it inside. We had, oh, no, we got three extra HD-DVDs. We're going to do that. Number 10, the Ouya.
Ouya. Yeah.
Like, it's not the greatest console. Nobody's saying it is. But it's a good conversation piece.
Still confused. How are people playing games on that? Download it, right?
Yeah, you download, you go to the, it's not even from like Google Play or nothing. You have to go to the Ouya special game site and then download them from there.
Are people making money on that?
No. No, they're not, because I don't think, the problem with the Ouya and a lot of these Android-based consoles is that they're going to phone model for the games, and people don't pay a lot of money for phone games. Like, people rarely pay more than $1.99 for a phone game.
Here's where the money is in phone games. The power-ups, the microtransaction bullshit.
And Ouya gets none of that.
And that's stupid business.
Yeah. And so that's where the... If you have an Ouya, you're going to turn it on. You're going to maybe play Puzzle Fighter or whatever a couple of times. And it's not... But maybe it'll get better next year. They say they're going to come out with a new version. Maybe.
And that one's going to have a way for them to make money.
Yeah, that, trust me, that one's going to be... I think it's going to be a little bit more locked down than the current one is. Number 9. The NVIDIA Shield. Came out at the end. It turns out it's a better version of the Ouya, is what it is. It's way more powerful. It has a built-in screen. And the big thing, you know what? I just realized this is the third option that I was talking about for people who want to play games, because the big thing about an NVIDIA Shield is that it will stream games from your PC to your TV. So if you have a big giant gaming PC in your room, like that's your favorite game PC, you hook this sucker up, it streams games from your gaming PC to your big screen TV. Done. This should be the Steam Box. Now that I think about it.
NVIDIA beat everybody to the punch.
Yeah. It does exactly what Steam says it's going to do without a $2,000 extra box. You pay $250, which is kind of high, but still. It has a screen. I'm guessing
But it's basically a PC, right?
Well, it's an Android PC that streams. Like, the big thing is that it streams the games.
Oh, okay. But it's running on Android.
Yeah, it's running Android.
Alright.
I think the next version of that screen is going away. And then it's just going to be a streamer. Because, look, as good as Android is, and those little ARM Atom PCs or Atom processors are, nobody's playing big time Android game. You're never gonna see Call of Duty on Android.
Yeah.
This is not gonna happen. When EA releases Need for Speed on Android, trust me, it's not gonna be one you wanna play. It's not.
It's gonna be the most stripped down video game of Need for Speed ever.
It's gonna make the Wii U version look incredible. It's gonna make the Wii U version look incredible.
Hey now.
Number 8. The Wii U. Why do you think we should not have been on the list at all? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying it should have been a little higher.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
It did not. The Wii U did not get good until November. It literally sucked donkey nuts up until November. There was no reason. I did not even turn my Wii U on for months until the new Super Mario Bros. Came out.
Hey man, but you played it.
What? It has the only games the Wii U has is the games are the games that Nintendo said it wouldn't make for them. It was like, guys, this is a real hardcore system. We're going to have Call of Duty. We're going to have Battlefield, Assassin's Creed, Batman. You're ready to play all these games, and nobody believed them, and they're right because it sucked at it. And then Nintendo's like, okay, so I guess you want Mario. Damn straight you want Mario. Here's Mario.
But see, you can't hate on them for giving the people what they're bitching about. Like, they tried to do the hardcore route.
They should have did it. They should have did it. It should when it first came out. It should have had the Mario game, the Luigi's Mansion, the Kirby. It should have came out with all that stuff. Instead, we had to put up with a year of them pretending to be something or not.
Look, come on, man. If they had done that, everybody would have bitching about, oh, they're still relying on their old IPs and all that. Because it's the same shit they did before.
But they would have bought it. They would have played it. They would have been complaining the whole time. They're getting those little rings.
Anyway, they still bought it anyway. The people that wanted to play that still bought it. Right?
That's why it's at number 8. That's why it's not even higher. So who when I go through these next lists, you tell me where it's oh Wii U's better than this one. Okay.
So, okay.
Number 7 in PlayStation Vita.
Better.
Come on.
Look, I haven't played either of them, so I don't give a shit.
Both of them had
everything for the Vita. Like, what does the Vita have?
The Vita has a better screen than a Wii U tablet, higher resolution than a Wii U tablet, better controls than Wii U tablet, and it's actually portable, unlike the Wii U tablet. The Wii U tablet isn't even a real tablet. You can't even walk around with it. You got to stay within like 15 feet of the system.
Just because you don't understand what the tablet is doesn't mean it don't work.
It's a tablet.
It's a tablet for the video game. It's a
controller. That makes no sense.
Hey, man.
I remember I was playing Balloon Fight, and I walked into my bedroom playing a Balloon Fight, and it was like, you're too far away from your Nintendo. Like, I play a goddamn Balloon Fight. I had to walk back into the living room to play Balloon Fight. I was like, what is wrong with me? Balloon Fight. Stupid. You need the power of the Wii U to play Balloon Fight? I guess you do. If it was a Vita... It's the Vita. I could have been playing Killzone in a bus, but no.
Yeah, but you're comparing a Nintendo home console, like a console, to a portable PlayStation shit that is what the third. They had PSP, PSP Go,
PSP and Go, then Vita. PSP Go. They actually came out and said we were just fucking around. Like,
bullshit. We were serious. They sold it.
We were serious.
And
about it. We
weren't
serious.
They sold it and then said, look, it was a test. We're sorry.
Yeah, thanks for telling me that after I gave you guys a bunch of money.
Thank you for the money. But look, it was just a prototype kind of thing. We'll come out with something better later on. Stupid ass Sony.
And plus, now if you have a PS4, you gotta kind of have to have a Vita now. The way they're setting it up,
that's kind of screwy in its own right. I mean, I get it, but they tried to do that with the PS2 and the PS3 with the PSP.
Yeah, it didn't work. But they're not giving up on it though.
There's a wrestling game on PS2. You have to have the PSP with the same wrestling game to unlock Jake the Snake. You have to.
That's a long way to go for Jake the Snake.
So. Yeah. I got it because my friend got a file hack and gave it to me. So I'm like, fuck that.
Number 6. Now this is the most controversial one, but I will stand by this all day long. Neo Geo X. Better than the PSP. Better than PS Vita. Better than the Wii U. The Neo Geo X. And I will tell you why. Out of the box, you get like 16 not arcade like, not arcade remakes, not you get real true arcade games out of the box. In your pocket, HD, you can watch it, you can play, you can even play it, you can hook it up to a TV screen if you want to. Or you can walk around in the. I was playing it in the airport terminal, waiting for my flight. And arcade games look great. I don't like forget all this HD stuff. Arcade game still looks like a good looking arcade game is still a good looking arcade game. And these are good-looking arcade games.
Up to a TV.
What?
I didn't know you could hook it up to a TV.
Yeah. It's just HDMI plug right on the back. It's boom, boom, you're playing on the big screen.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had no disagreements with that. No. Because if I had the money, I'd probably get that.
I'm kind of sad because I got a feeling that is going to be dead. Like, I think it's going to be dead in the next couple of months. But I wish they kept releasing every Neo Geo game ever made on the Neo Geo X.
But you know, there's no promotion for it. Only the hardest of the hardcore know about it.
Yeah, even though it exists.
Yeah.
I think it's because the company that built it, Tomo, is it Tomo? I got a feeling they don't have any money.
So we're making this, but goddamn, that's all we can do.
I didn't see them at E3 at all. Like, I walked around E3. I was actually looking for them at E3. Did not see them at all. Hyperkin has a booth at E3. The guys that made the Neo Geo X, nothing.
What the fuck is Hyperkin doing at E3?
Please, same thing they're always doing. Hey, guys, want to buy a Superboy? They don't even really push the Retron 5 or 4 or 3 or whatever. They're like, it's all Superboy. You go there, there's Superboy, Superboy, Superboy.
You know what, though? That's Superboy. That's badass.
It is nice. They did a good job. And they know they did a good job because they will,
yeah. They will pop this. So they know what the people want.
I think Hyperkin also has some crazy controller. I think they had some gun controller they were trying to get people to buy that nobody's ever going to buy. I think it was a gun controller where you have the, where like the controllers, in, one of those things where the controller's in the gun, and so you're supposed to be able to play first person shooters, like you're walking around, like holding a gun up, like that's never going to work. I looked at that thing, I was like, dude, that's not going to work, I just kept on walking. I'm walking. Number 5. Also, I think this might be controversial. Microsoft Xbox One. Fifth best system of the year. Agree or disagree?
I'm going to disagree. Higher. I would put the Neo Geo ahead of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, I think a part of me wanted to put Neo Geo like number 3, but I knew that I was going to fly.
I think in comparison, because of how the Xbox One came out, I might put the Wii U behind it. But I'd probably put the Vita and the Neo Geo in front of it.
My problem with the Xbox One is that to this day, there's nothing out for it.
All it has is Killer Instinct.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
And
I got friends that are like, I'm going to get an Xbox One because it has Killer Instinct. There's nothing else. Don't need nothing else.
Actually, I bought Killer Instinct a couple of days ago. I've been playing it. It's not as good. Like, it's good. I'm not saying it's bad, but if I had to name the top 10 fighters right now from this list, from the games, the systems on this list, the fighters, it will be in the top 10. Like, it's not as good as any of the Street Fighters. All the way back to Street Fighter 2 Turbo or whatever. Street Fighter Alpha. Like, it's not as good as those. It's not as good as the Samurai Showdowns. It's not as good as King of Fighters. It's good, it's solid, but their fighting games have been around for a long time. And there are some great fighting games out there, and Killer Instinct is not one. I hate saying this because I like it. It's
not the money.
It's like if you go to eat a brownie or something, you go to 7-Eleven and get one of those like cookies that they have on the thing. You're like,
yeah.
Is that a good cookie? Yeah, it's good. Best cookie you ever had? Well, no.
No.
Top 10? No. What, so you don't like it? No, it's good. It's a good cookie. But it ain't, let's not get crazy.
When Evo comes around, you're going to see Killer Instinct next to a Virtua Fighter 5 Final Showdown. That's where it's going
to be. Yeah, when you start seeing, right now Killer Instinct is the only, like, this is the only fighting game people are really talking about. But once Evo comes around and you see other fighting games, you're like, whoa, this...
Look, man, before Evo comes around, you know what comes out? Ultra Street Fighter 4.
That's going to destroy this thing.
Yeah.
And Street Fighter 4 is an old game, and when that comes out, people are going to forget about Killer Instinct altogether, period.
I promise you.
I was playing Killer Instinct. I was like, oh, let me go through all the moves I can do. Let me go through the command list to see what moves I can do. There are like three special moves for each character, and they're all done the same way. I was like, oh my god.
It's a nice looking game, but so is Virtua Fighter 5, and I love Virtua Fighter, but it's not the money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a TNA. It's not WWE.
You know, yeah. You know, if you need to watch wrestling, you can watch it. But if you want to see, quick sideline. Heck sent me a link to this thing called Adversary 9. Women's Japanese wrestling. There are 9 women. Each one gets 1 minute to fight all the other women in turn. So like
every woman, it's a 1 minute fight.
Yeah, every woman is 1 minute fight, and each woman has to go through every other woman. So
win, lose, or draw, they got to go through everybody.
Yeah, if you get a minute, the girl beats the shit out of you. You stand up. They say next girl comes in. She beats the shit out of you. They stand you up. Next girl comes in. You beat her. They stand you up. Next girl comes in, and it's like it is. And by the time like the seventh girl comes in, like these women are like they're like one girl's like barely stand. She's like, I can't. And the ref looks at her like, ready to go? You ready to go? Let's go. And another girl runs at her and like drop kicks her in the face. I was like, this is awesome,
dude. What was it? Last Saturday was the 4th, right?
Let's say yes.
New Japan had their WrestleMania, Wrestle Kingdom 8. I stayed up. I found a stream. I stayed up and watched that all the way until the main event. I went to sleep. I couldn't handle it. That was probably the best pay-per-view. That I don't think anything this year is going to touch it.
I was watching. I was liking a lot until that Gracie fight came on. And I was like, these guys are... I mean, I hated it so much I stopped watching the whole thing. I'm like, this is just ridiculous.
I'm sad you stopped watching because the Great Muda was after that.
Oh.
And it wasn't a good match. It was a comedy match, but it was good for what it was. Because Muda, goddamn, he tries, but he's old.
I remember I saw Harley Race going in and throw the slowest punch I've seen in a long time. And the guy that he pretended to hit sold it like he just got slammed in the face with a sledgehammer.
Sold it like a pro.
I was like, that, you know what? That guy respects Harley Race for selling that thing. That's a good guy.
I think that dude's the president of the NWA.
Oh, the guy that got punched?
Yeah.
You know what?
He's something high up in the NWA. So he knows, you know, you don't fuck with Harley.
Number 4, best system of the year. Sony PlayStation 4. Which, if I had to write this again, I would drop it down a couple of steps because Sony lied to everybody. They got over on everybody, and nobody's calling them on it. And I would call them on it by dropping them on this list because here's why. Monday, they did their big CES announcement. They did their big CES press conference. And when Microsoft did their press conference a year ago for the Xbox One, they came out and said, look, this plays great games. It plays awesome. But guess what, guys? It also does a lot of cool TV stuff, movie stuff. Well, you'll be able to stream video. It's a great all-in-one entertainment device. Oh, the TV. Oh, in fact, let's show you the TV stuff, how great it is. People went nuts. People went ape shit saying, Microsoft, we hate you. How dare you make a thing that watches TV? We wanted a game system. We don't want this TV stuff. And Mark's like, no, I don't care. No TV stuff. And then Sony came out and said, guys, we are all about games. We don't care about entertainment. We're thinking about not even having a Blu-ray player. We're all about games. We are a pure gaming machine. We're not even going to do TV stuff. And then at CES, Sony's like, guess what, guys? We're doing TV stuff. In fact, Sony is, if you look at it, we're the 5th largest TV network in the world. Now you're able to watch TV everywhere. Here's all of the partners we have with TV. I was like, wait a minute, Sony. I thought you didn't care about TV streaming.
Here's the thing, though. When Sony was telling you, oh, we're all about games, they had TV logos in the background.
Yeah, that's the thing. They didn't have time to switch out of PowerPoints.
Yeah, it's like they're telling you, but you can see, it's like somebody saying they ain't got no money, and their wallet's sticking out of their pocket with $100 bills.
I felt so cheated by Sony when they came out. Like, look, Sony, if you want to do TV stuff, do TV stuff. But I don't like the fact that they were so...
Don't lie to my face.
Yeah, they basically lied to everybody's faces for months, and nobody says a word to them about it. Like, no one... Everybody lets it slide. Once again, why am I the only person that ever says anything? Why is that?
Because everybody's drinking the Kool-Aid.
Why do people let these companies slide when they just lie? Oh, no, we do TV stuff. Like, what you say before you didn't... What? Now you're bragging about how big of a TV network you are? Oh, well. PS4, number four. Also, there are no games out. Like,
I would put what I said about the Xbox One, I would put the PS4 behind the Xbox One.
The funny thing is, as much as a pure gaming machine Sony said they were, the Xbox One actually has more games out for right now than the PS4 does. And it has released more games in that time than the PS4. Once again, nobody says anything. For a pure gaming machine, they're kind of slow on games. Number three, Microsoft Xbox 360. The 360 was great. This was not the best year for 360. It kind of... And the biggest problem with the 360 was when they released that that game with gold crap that they did to try to match Sony's...
You know what, though? That paid off for me this month.
Why? What game did you get?
Sleepy Dogs.
You mean the game that I got 9 months ago on the PS3 for free?
Look, man, I'm not saying... Look, I don't got a PS3. Well, I do now, but I didn't. So this is the best I could hope for.
They came out and they were like, hey guys, you guys want Rainbow Six Vegas
for free? Oh, dude.
What? Look, Rainbow Six Vegas 3? No. Rainbow Six Vegas 2? No. Rainbow Six Vegas.
But I'm not saying they didn't come out with crap. I'm saying I wanted Sleepy Dogs. This paid off. Everything before Sleepy Dogs.
I turned on my PS3 last week, and I downloaded even though I'm not going to play them anytime soon because I got a PS4 now, and it's hard for me to go back. That's like a downloaded Grid. I was like, I got Grid 2 now on my PS3, which came out like last summer. Grid 2 came out. I remember doing the conference call for it. Like, now I got it free. Guess what's coming out like next week on my PS4, on my PS3?
What?
BioShock Infinite.
What?
For free. I get BioShock Infinite for free on a PS3.
That's a look. Sony lied to your face, but with the PS3, they're jacking you off.
At least I get a reach around. I'm not saying they don't give you a reach around. They do.
Look, they're telling you we don't love you, but I hope you enjoy this.
Yeah, we're here to help. Number two, the second best gaming system to own this year. The Nintendo 3DS.
Yeah.
Can't fault. I mean, that thing, they did nothing wrong with that system. Like, as much as I'm not a DS fan, you cannot overlook the fact that every time somebody, like when people gave a list of games they couldn't wait to play or they're waiting for, a 3DS game was always in a list. Like, that the thing just came out with game after game after game after game. And I finally got one. I got one for Christmas.
The stupidest thing Nintendo does. They put out these awesome games that are portable. And they never think, well, you know, we could put that on the console.
This sucker. No.
No. No, we're not doing that. It's a portable, we're not doing it again. It's stupid. That's they're making money, but that's the worst thing they could do.
The fact that Mario Kart 8
at the same time it's smart.
The fact that Mario Kart 8 still isn't out on the Wii U yet is why the Wii U is so low on this list. That should have been one of the launch titles. Or at least within the first year. Still isn't out for it. That's why the 3DS is, because I was playing Mario Kart 7 on the sucker the other day. It's a good game. Even has lens flare in there. It's crazy.
But you know what? When it comes out, dude.
What happened to chat? Is nobody talking in chat? Really?
No, nobody's talking.
What's going on?
Are we not being entertained? Everybody went to look for that Neo Geo.
Get it quick, because it's going to be they're not restocking those. I'm pretty sure.
I'm gonna check out Amazon right now. See how much they are.
the number one game system to own this year? Will it be a PC?
Is it a Steam box?
Will I say Steam box? Will I flip everybody out and say a iOS phone? No, it's the PS3. The PS3 is the best system this year. The number one system this year is
PS3. I just bought a PS3.
Good move. You know what? You didn't make a wrong move there. If you told me you just bought a Wii, I would say, what's wrong with you? But no.
Look, I'll tell you straight up, I think I ripped this dude off. Because this dude said, I have two PS3s that are broken. I'll sell them for $60.
Both of them?
I said, that's cool. No, 60 for both. I said, that's cool. I can fix them, whatever. I got them. I checked them out. Both of them turn on. One has a faulty Blu-ray. The other one seems completely fine. And it's PS2 backwards compatible.
What are you doing that you look at systems and say, I can fix that? Are you like an electrician or something?
No, I'm poor. Look, man, when you're poor, you got to make shit work.
You know, I do remember when I lived in the ghetto, I do remember fixing a bunch of shit. I don't fix stuff anymore.
Look at my 360. I got that broken. I mean, it was just a disk drive that was fucked up. Had to reset the lens. That was it.
Wait, are you telling me that right now you have an external, you have like a long ribbon cable going into the back of your 360? There's like an external hard drive plugged in there that you have to put
no.
in?
No.
I mean, external CD-ROM that you have to plug
no.
in?
No, it's the regular disk drive. I just had to reset the lens because it wouldn't move. It's like one screw. You unscrew it, you move it a little bit, screw it back on, it works fine.
I might even send you my TV. My TV is a thing where it doesn't pop back into, it doesn't switch inputs every time. Can you fix that?
I don't know, man. TVs, they're a little out of my range.
I'll sell it to you for $60.
How big is it?
Like a 50-inch. I don't know.
Shit, $60.
I sold my old TV to somebody. No, I gave my old TV away because I got this one and I was moving and I was like, I don't need this TV. So I gave it away, and I was like, the only thing is that sometimes there's like a black bar on the screen or whatever, but every once in a while, they're like, well, I don't care, free TV. They took it, they're like, there, this TV don't work, and I was like, what are you talking about? It works. And no, it don't. Like, I know you see my TV, it works. I drive over there, and I turn, I was like, oh, why doesn't this TV work? And it turns out that they were using like a old school cable box that was going to like one of the, I only use HDMI in that sucker. But they were using, like, composite or something. And it seems like my composite connector had been broken for years. But I just had never known because I don't use
composite. You never used it?
Yeah, I never used it. But I was like, so you guys got, like, an HDMI? They're like, Derek, we just got a free TV from you. You think we have HDMI stuff in here?
You think we got money? Get the fuck out of here.
I'm like, look.
Take your broke-ass TV with you.
Yeah, you better find out how to plug this TV switch box in there somehow. so we could play our Atari 7800.
What's the name of the Neo Geo?
Neo Geo X.
X Gold?
Yeah, X Gold. I like how they say gold, but there's no other version.
It's on Amazon. It doesn't say it's limited right now. Mm-hmm. So, $175.
Get that. That's a good price. I gotta say, come on. I know it sounds like a lot when you can say, "Ooh, the Ouya is only $99." The game stakes like 80. Trust me.
And there's a pack of games that's 70.
Yep, I got that pack of games.
Yeah, that's pricey. But
no, but you get like what 12? Isn't it like 12 or 16 games? I think it's 16 games. Those are arcade games you're getting. Those aren't.
Wait, did you get the pack or the mega pack?
Which one? Wait,
for the games.
I got the one that has 16 in it.
Let me see, because there's packs and then there's a mega pack. And the mega pack, how many games?
What games are in it? Name one of the games in there.
Game card including 15 classic Neo Geo games.
Yeah,
Metal Slug 2.
Yeah, that's one I got.
Mega Sengoku. Pack 1.
Yep, that's what I got.
All right, yeah, that's the one you got.
Wait, look, Metal Slug 2, classic. King of Fighters 96, classic. Last Play, classic. Sengoku, not a great game. But still. Shock Troopers, classic.
World Heroes 2.
No, World Heroes 2 is a piece of shit. Sorry. Samurai Showdown, classic. Mark of the Wolves, classic. Mark of the Wolves, Better Fighting Game than Killer Instinct.
Burn.
Listen, look, I'm just saying. And that game came out a long time ago.
Better Fighting. All right, so why? Why is the PS3 the number one on the list?
Because, one, PlayStation Plus destroyed this year. Like, that's awesome. PlayStation Plus is just awesome. Every great game that came out on the 360 also came out on the PS3. The 360 had almost zero exclusives, good exclusives. Everything good that came out for that came out for the PS3. Plus, the PS3 also had great exclusives like The Last of Us, Beyond Two Souls. I'm sure there's something else in there. But the PS3 had all that stuff. It just kept getting better. While Xbox seemed like to stay stagnant, like for the past like 2 years, it hasn't really gotten any better or any worse. PS3 has been getting better and better and better.
I'll say 360 kind of got stale. They're coasting.
Yeah, they are. That's exactly what they're coasting. And I'm still upset that I see a bunch of ads every time I turn on my 360, and I pay for gold. That's crazy to me. They have so many, like, not an ad. There are a lot of ads on the 360 for the money I pay for that goofy Xbox Live Gold.
Hey, man, it works for Hulu. It can work for Microsoft.
And they ain't working for Hulu that much longer because I'm getting rid of that shit. And also, WWE better not oh, my God, I just realized.
They are.
They're going to have ads?
They already said they are.
They're going to have ads? But
they're going to have their own ads.
Well, their own ads I can do, but, like, Hulu gets on my nerves because not even the fact that they have ads, but they have so few ads that if I'm watching, like an episode of, I don't know, what else? Like today I was watching Law and Order SVU, which is the worst show on TV now. I can't watch it anymore. You see the same ad 5 times, and you can't skip them, you can't fast forward them. So you have to say, oh, Prilosec. I don't need Prilosec again and again and again. It's the same ad over and over and over again. That's the problem with Hulu. So I got a feeling I'm going to be getting rid of Hulu. No, I might be getting rid of Netflix because I have Amazon Prime. So,
look, man, you get rid of Netflix, you get rid of Hulu, you got that network.
I think that's good. But if I see a bunch of hemorrhoid ads on WWE, I might have to. Not
honestly, the only thing I can see them promoting is their own shit.
I was watching Law and Order SVU today, and I think that show hates women. I thought it before that it hated men because every man up there is either a cop or a rapist. Like there is no in between. You're either a police officer or you are raping people left and right in that show. And the women there are either cops or victims that have been raped multiple times. Nobody gets raped just once on Law and Order SVU. It's crazy amount of raping going on in that show.
Aren't all the SVU, like every Law and Order show, they use real stories and just change it around?
Yeah, that's the scary part because it starts like, this was taken straight for the hell. This actually happened? What? You mean somebody like tied somebody up in the van, drove them around and raped them at every stoplight, and then like called people up and told made video. Like, what? No.
No, yeah. Here's the scarier thing. What season are all those shows on?
They're like 20.
Yeah.
Like, they never run out of stuff.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
This one, they had Olivia, the main character, I guess. She, last season, for two episodes, she was kidnapped, tortured, forced to watch this guy rape other people, had to sit in the back while he shot other people, and then he tied her to a bed and was about to rape her, I think again, I'm not sure. And she managed to break free and beat him up and like smash his head in with a metal pipe. Good ending to that horrific story.
Yep.
Now they brought him back. Now he's on trial for doing all this stuff. Should be slam dunk case. Because she is a cop. She testified. He did this to a cop. She's testifying against him. Basically, he goes to jail forever. No ifs, ands, or buts. Like, if I look at a cop and say a bad word to him, I'm going to jail for a long time. This guy did a lot more stuff.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to defend myself. I want to be my own lawyer. Like, go ahead, idiot. Do whatever you want to do. And he's like, don't you think you hit me too many times? I'm like, no. I was like, I think you overhit me. I can barely walk. You beat me up so bad. Look at her. He looked at the jury. He's like, look at her. Now look at me. He has a big scar on his face. Like, who do you think's the real victim? Like, wait, what? Because she beat you up after you kidnapped her? And guess what? Then they show a close-up of a lady on a jury, like, looking all sad for him and nodding her head. Like, wait a minute, Law & Order SVU. Law & Order SVU has such a low opinion of women that it's like, this girl is falling in love with this juror, is now in love with this guy. Because he's all being off. Even though they're going down a list of all the stuff that he did. Like, not to just this one person, but all, like, she's like, yeah, but she shouldn't have hit him so many times. I want to put on record that we don't like we think that Officer Benson overstepped her boundaries and apprehended him. Like, bitch, she was kidnapped and tortured for 2 days. She went too far.
I mean, shouldn't that be self-defense? You knock them out and get the fuck out?
You would think, but no. Not here. And then they cut again. They're like 4 months later. And I'm spoiling it for everybody, but you don't need to watch this. He's in prison, in the prison hospital, and they're rolling him out because he's about to escape. And he's like, and his doctor, Dr. Janet or something, some good-looking doctor, she's like, don't worry, I'm here for you. And she squeezes his hand because, you know, she's about to help him escape. Like, wait a minute. So now all women are able to entice by a multiple torturer / rapist / kidnapper because he smiles at them and they're so weak. They're like, oh, he smiled at me. I'm going to help him escape prison. Like, I was like, are you shitting me? First, and also, every one of his lawyers up to now has been a female lawyer that has lied for him and helped him escape with his stuff. And then, of course, he then rapes and kills them. Not just once, twice he did it.
So what, is he like Charlie Manson or something?
The thing is, he's a creepy-looking guy. He's not like some big, handsome guy, some lot of charm. No, he's a creepy guy that looks creepy, sounds creepy. But no, all these women, because the writers on this show hate women. Like, no, women are dumb. They'll fall for this, won't they? Won't they? No, they won't. I'm pretty sure
You know what? Not all women.
After he murdered and raped the first lawyer, I'm pretty sure his second lawyer wouldn't fall in love with him and help him murder and... Oh, not only did he murder and rape the first lawyer, he murdered and raped her mother and father.
And father?
And father. In front of her. In front of her.
What?
Yeah. But this other juror... The officer went too far. I hate that show. I'm done watching it. Doom Plague says the wrestling talk scared everyone away.
Talking wrestling. Yeah. We were talking about a thing that happened at CES that's supposed to revolutionize how TV is watched.
Groundbreaking.
Because the company doing this thing for WWE Network is the same company that puts out the MLB channel?
Yeah, MLB. Major League Baseball.
I mean, you have a network that's going to have a shitload of archived material along with live material. That's pretty... I haven't heard of anybody else doing that.
Every time I talk to Scott, he brings up the fact that there's a storage room somewhere in New York with all of the old All Games tapes, and that it's a gold mine because we have like the first, we have interviews with like Trip Hawkins and Carmack and John Romero. And we have like hundreds of hours of tapes of the game industry. We have like all the first E3s that nobody else All Games was the only people to even bring a camera to the first E3. And like, we have all that stuff. We have all that video. He's like, look, it's all in a storage bin. In New York, if we can only get to that storage locker. I'm like, why don't we just go there and get it? He's like, no, Josh has the key. Can't Josh Harris, I'm not messing with Josh. There's a guy named Josh Harris that like doesn't own it. Like, Scott owns it, but Josh is a crazy person, and so nobody wants to mess with him.
Wait, Scott owns the tapes?
Yes.
Scott owns the locker?
No, Josh owns the locker.
So couldn't he get the cops?
You don't want him to come. Come on. That's like saying, look, Tony Soprano doesn't run your business. Like, it's your business. You don't have to give him money. Can't you just call the cops? Yes, you can. You can.
I mean, look, if this dude is holding the tapes, assuming that the tapes are still in good condition, I mean, just shoot him some money for taking care of him and bring him down to L.A.
Look, that's another thing, Scott. Like, when I was talking to Scott, I don't know if I'm supposed to be telling you this, but I will, because it's just me and you. And I was like, like, Scott's like, he wants X amount of dollars. He gave me the number. And I was like, ooh. He's like, I'm not giving that guy, that's my stuff. Like, why am I paying for my own stuff? And then he's like,
he's holding it.
Yeah. And then he's like, and he won't, like, another thing, he won't even show, like, what the, you like, cause like, well, like you said, you check to see if it's even in good condition. And, like, from what I understand, like so and so wants that money right now. He's like, well, Scott's like, well, let me go see what's there. So, no. First, you give me the money. Like, come on. Scott's like, hell no. I was like, that ain't gonna happen. I'm just gonna make some ice cream.
That's stupid. Because this whole thing WWE is doing, All Games could have did it first.
All Games did do it first. It's called G4. Did not go well.
No, G4 was a TV network.
Oh, you mean over internet. Yeah, you know what? You're right.
I mean, instead of Vince McMahon being the innovator, Scott Rubin could have been.
Did I tell you this, that All Games is going to be on DirecTV for a while?
I think I heard something about that.
We were all set to be on DirecTV, and then because we were going to that and CGS, because DirecTV owns CGS, and that and CGS were going to, All Games is going to be, like, because the CGS network wasn't at CGS, but it can't have, DirecTV was going to make his own gaming network with CGS as the main thing, the competitive gaming, championship gaming series. That wasn't enough content for an entire network. So All Games was going to fill in the rest of that content. All set, all ready to go. Already had shows lined up and everything. Then CGS blew up. And with no CGS, there's no network. With no network, there's no need for All Games to come in.
That sucks.
All the stuff that you're saying was already about to happen. Already about to happen. What do you want to plug, Heck? We got to get out of here before I say too much. I've already said way too much about too many things. I've given secrets about my work. I've given secrets about DTM movies. I've given secrets about Law and Order. About how banks work. I got to stop. What do you want to plug, Heck?
I'm going to plug that new Paranormal Activity because it's so stupid, it's funny.
The new Paranormal, the one that happens in the barrio?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I will plug Fringe Season 4. I'm watching that again, and it's awesome. Fringe is an awesome team. You can rewatch. I'm rewatching it, and it's still good. So I will plug Fringe Season 4. Coming up next is the B team. Then tomorrow we have, I think Starling City Radio starts tomorrow. It's all about the Arrow TV show, and also Marvel Shield. Shieldcast is on. Let's Ask a Lady.
Yeah, I was going to ask if Let's Ask a Lady is going to be on.
Let's Ask a Lady is going to be on. Something happened that did not have to do with Let's Ask a Lady, but I thought it did. And I was about to go off on a whole bunch of people because we got our ads pulled from off. Google pulled their ads a couple of weeks ago. And I was like, why'd you pull the ads? They're like, because you guys have porn on your site. You have like in the forums. And I was like, you should have saw me. I was like, God damn, let's get to the lady. I will destroy it. And I went and looked, they sent the link that where the porn was, and I was like, wait a minute, that's the old forum. That's not even online anymore. That's like somebody like literally 4 years ago posted a picture of a naked woman, and Google's just noticing it. And they dig it. I was like, oh, so it wasn't Les Castellani. I apologize to Les Castellani for even thinking that they would have done that.
Did you explain that you don't use that anymore?
Yeah, I did. That's why we have our ads back. I was like, look, that's not even available. So I apologize to Les Castellani for jumping to the conclusion that you guys would have posted porn on a forum, even though you did again. It before. Yeah, again, basically.
So, every stereotype and every accusation has some basis at some point.
Listen to it tomorrow, Kenny, Kara, and maybe Ashley tomorrow, and then Chatterbox also, and we have a bunch of games. Hanging with Chester, I got a bunch of shows. Hanging with Chester,
Cat and Fox,
the Zombie Cast. They have a big interview coming up. Look, I gotta go, but we got a lot of.
Are we doing movie night?
I want to. Last week they did a movie night without me.
I don't think we did shit last week.
No, Ted and Cool Sausage and Sub-Z had their own little movie night and didn't tell anybody.
Are you serious?
No, that's what they did.
Oh, thanks for inviting me, dicks.
That's what I said. And Sub-Z's like, you weren't around. I was like, yes, I was. Oh, we didn't see you. I mean, how do you not see? Whatever. I see what's going on. They have their own little clique. They're all too cool for us.
Yep. Yeah. I get it.
Thanks a lot, everybody. See you next week. Bye.
Later.